The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, it is. It's hump day, and welcome to KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti here on Veterans Day, November the 11th. It's 7:06 around here. We're down at Crown Motors again, and a salute to the veterans that Crown Motors is that Crown Motors sponsors every year. Every year, Crown Motors offers 10% a 10% discount for veterans for parts and services, and for every car and truck sold at Crown Motors yesterday and today. They will donate $100 to a veterans organization here in town. And if you heard the Marines yesterday in the Military Order of the Purple Heart, as they said that they received such a great donation last year from Crown Motors. Anyway, we're down here right now, and I'm here with Chief Rob Paletti. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
A little chilly.
Hey, how's the sound there, Bob?
Sound is good, sir.
Okay, just making sure, because we're out here, and it's just a little lonely at 7 in the morning here with us, all these cars looking at us in the frost. But good morning. Hey, Bad Bob, what's the weather look like? Because it's frost out here.
Well, it will be a little bit chilly this morning. Bit of frost on the pumpkin, as it were. It'll warm up, though, to a high of 63 degrees today. Overnight lows will be in the upper 30s to low 40s. It'll get to around 70 on Thursday and stay there for a couple of days. Then the weekend, we get more chance of rain by Saturday night. Currently in Reading, we are at 39 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
39 degrees out, and here we are, 39 degrees, Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. You know, it's important here on Veterans Day that we're going to acknowledge all of our veteran-owned businesses here in town. And not only is it a veteran-owned business, but it's won an award from the state of California for small businesses as being one of the three small businesses in California that received this award for hiring veterans. Chuck and Judy Kenny just do a wonderful job out there helping the veterans community at Shasta Gas Propane and discounts for seniors and veterans there. Give them a call, 365-3793. You know, we were talking, I'm here, of course, with Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Good morning.
Morning.
You know, the last night, we were at the Marine Corps ball last night, birthday ball, and we were talking about the number of people that are veterans that work, wondering how many veterans work for the city and the county. And then you told me that in the police department, you've got a large percentage, it seems like.
Yeah, we've got about 30-35% of the department that are veterans. We have a couple of Air Force veterans, a lot of Marines, which, you know, for them to have an Army chief kind of throws off the power balance a little bit. You know, Paul Schlegel's a Army Ranger from 2nd Infantry Division. Trevor Denham is a current Coast Guardsman. But there's also, you know, other people, you know, in other city departments. You know, Chuck Auckland, Deputy Director of Public Works, is a Air Force Lieutenant Colonel. So a lot of veterans in the police department and other portions of the city as well.
Well, you know, I guess that just goes, you know, I guess that goes to show that, you know, that it's, the police department is, you know, a paramilitary organization, and that it just, you know, it attracts good men and women that have been in the services that like that. And, you know, like that type of lifestyle, and, you know, that the again, they're still defending and serving.
Well, I think it goes beyond the paramilitary organization. I think it goes to that service mindset and wanting to have the opportunity to be a benefit. They benefited their nation, and now they can do a job that benefits their community. And we've got a lot of really, really good people, both veterans and non-veterans. But, you know, that, like I said, about a third of our department is veterans.
Yeah, I saw, but, you know, well, you had a table last night, of course, at the Marine Corps Ball. And the, you've got Sergeant, what was it, Isley?
Sergeant Isley is a Marine Corps major. Russ Vallow was a Marine Corps sergeant, I believe. You know, John Paletsky was in the Air Force. Dennis Mack was in the Air Force.
Trevor Denham.
Trevor Denham is currently in the Coast Guard. So we've got, you know, Jared Hebert was a decorated Marine in the Battle of Fallujah. So we've got a lot of veterans with combat experience in the department, but really have that service mindset and want to go out and take care of their community.
So what'd you think of the you've been to the ball, but what'd you think of the ball last night, the birthday ball last night?
I thought it was great. You know, people from different branches of the service, you know, pick on each other quite a bit. You know, especially you and I are no exception to that. But I think that, you know, as we go through sequestration and we go through other downsizing of the military, the joint service environment that we live in today really requires the services to work together. And it really is a large Department of Defense team effort that is there to support our nation all the way down to, you know, the National Guardsmen and the National Guard that I serve in, you know, that serves both during state disasters and other conditions that may take place within the state, but are also there to answer their nation's call as well.
Yeah, and you know I think the Marine Corps, probably as far as traditions goes, last night reading of the message that John Lejeune, the 13th Commandant, wrote back in 1921, which is still read at every Marine Corps birthday, talking about the virtues of being a Marine. And, you know, of course, back then, you know, they used the word men all the time. And, I mean, it's not going to be updated. We're not going to change it to men and women because this was what was published in 1921. And there were no women in the Marine Corps. Not that they haven't taken their place and taken their place proudly. And just done outstanding jobs, outstanding Marines out there. But it, you know, it kind of starts with that. You know, when you have you march in the cake, you give the first piece of cake, of course, to the guest of honor, who last night was Major General O.K. Steele, who told tales of the Corps from back there, from when in the 50s, and serving with these legends from World War II and Korea. And what it was like back then, and you know, and he's right. You know, the Marine Corps changes slowly. But you made a great point last night: is that our Marines and soldiers and sailors and airmen are smarter and more technologically adept because they just have to be. They have to be bright enough to pick up on these new weapon systems, the new the ways of taking care of equipment. It takes more than just picking up a rifle. However, bottom line is you can't win unless you put riflemen on the ground.
Well, you know, the battlefield and the way we fight today has changed significantly. From communication systems to weapon systems to, you know, the medical aspect of what's expected of a medic today and all the different technologies that they have to employ that are keeping soldiers alive on the battlefield and bringing them home to their families. So it is a changing military that is much more technologically advanced, and it does in some cases require, you know, an aptitude that's much different than it was back then. But, you know, if you're an infantryman in World War II, and you're an infantryman today, you know, your job is to gain ground and hold ground, and that's how we win battles.
Well, 97 years ago today, the armistice was signed for World War I. And the Great War, you know, the war to end all wars was World War I. Not exactly, though. I mean, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about other things. But now, since we have the chief, we're going to be talking also, of course, about what the latest is on our crime and punishment here in the city, and feedback I've been hearing, and then also on the series on the mental health series that we had Alana Shulman and Silas Lyons from Record Searchlight on Monday. We kind of an extended conversation about that. So. We're going to take a break, though. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, I think it's important that you know this. The Shasta Regional Medical Center reaches out to hire veterans. Yeah, that's right. They reach out to hire veterans, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And if that's not something to keep in the back of your mind when you're thinking about hospitals and the care they give, I mean, it's not only the fact that they're rated in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for the last 3 years. That's in the nation. Their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. They've been doing this for 70 years, and they do it by treating people well. And we all know that, but you also need to know is that they hire veterans at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Reading Police Chief Rob Plety.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dupes until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Don from Redding Tire Factory. Rain, sleet, hail, ice, and snow, it's on its way. Redding Tire Factory can get your vehicle winter ready. Wiper blades so you can see, antifreeze for those cold mornings, batteries so your vehicle won't leave you stranded, tires and snow chains for those icy roads. As part of our service, you will receive a free safety inspection on your vehicle. Come by Redding Tire Factory and make sure you are ready for those harsh winter months. Redding Tire Factory, the corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to 3 or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Parandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
Live, local, late-breaking news with Bob Martin. Weekday mornings on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Botten, Reading Police Chief Rob Plady. We're down here at Crown Motors, and we're inviting our veterans to come down today and be on our show and say hello, and to come down and say, you know, talk about their time in the service, of course. It's a beautiful morning. It's 40 degrees. There's frost out here, Chief.
I just told Carl it's so cold my shoes are loose.
Oh, man, I tell you what, this is, you know, this is a little chilly today. Hey, but this portion of the show is brought to you by another veteran-owned business, and that's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, right out there at 3208 Market Street. I can tell you, Jeff Wurst is a man of integrity, and he can fix anything in your windshield from a little bitty chip to cracks over 2 feet in length. And let me tell you why that's important. If you've got a little chip in your windshield right now, and it gets a little water in it, and it, you know, overnight it will freeze and expand, and then what happens? Then that little bitty chip becomes a huge crack across your windshield. He can fix cracks up to 2 feet in length and sometimes over 2 feet in length. That's Jeff Wurst at it. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Hey, listen, you guys were this is just
hello,
a comment. You were laughing about how cold it was, and I wanted to relate to you that I was in Montana 1 year when it was so cold it froze the tails off the cows. And I just, no, really, and thank God I had mink-lined underwear. Now, my comment is, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, I was listening to you, and you were talking about something about the retirement for CalPERS, and you said the high one was a psychiatrist, and I think it was $250,000 or $300,000 a year. I'm sitting on the website right now of Transparent California, and the high retirement for California CalPERS is Robin Peterson. She's collecting $1,195,000 a year. No, I'm not kidding you. And I can count four right here, excluding her, that are over $800,000 a year. And there's 99 people on this list collecting over $500,000 a year. So I just wanted to correct you on that, and I hope you have a great day, you and the chief both.
Oh, Nick, thanks a lot. You know, I feel worse, though. I feel like somebody punched me in the gut.
Why?
Over $1 million. Does it say what she did?
Oh, yeah, she was a Long Beach Public Transportation County salaried employee. The next one that's drawn $855,000 is Daniel McCarthy, and he is assistant chief, Los Angeles Fire and Police. You go to Transparent California, and you can find out anything on there, and it's user-friendly.
Okay. Hey, Nick, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. But I'm just trying to figure out is how does an administrator get how would an administrator get $1 million a year?
Well, I don't know. I think that they're probably about $1,120,000 overpaid.
Probably. Okay. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. Happy Veterans Day. Okay. You know what? $1 million. How do you do that?
I don't know, because it's a percentage of what you're paid. So she's got to be – if that's accurate numbers, that's got to be a heck of a salary.
Well, you know, but $1 million, I mean, how do you – It just boggles the mind how somebody could do that. Let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning, buddy.
Yeah, good morning.
Where have you been?
Oh, I've been hither and yonder. By the way, last night the Planning Commission gave the thumbs down to the Knighton Road Veterans Clinic project. Are you still there?
I just went speechless. They did what?
They voted not to recommend to the city council approval of Maurice Johannesson's use permits application.
Did they say why?
Mr. Johannesson has been asking for different variances. By the way, you might want to get him, get him on for an interview as soon as possible.
I'll give him a call while on a break here, see if he's around. Yeah. Here's a man that was a veteran, or is a veteran, of course, a man who has done so much for this community and veterans throughout the years, wants to build a built a $10 million project there across from the veterans home that for veterans, for senior veterans that, you know, that don't need to be, you know, with the care. But then, and next to the clinic, next to where the new clinic, one of the proposed areas. I'm not saying it's going to go there, but it's one of the proposed areas, and wants to build there. So far, the fees and permit fees on it is $1.5 million for a $9 million project, and then now the planning commission says, oh, we're not going to agree on it.
Well, he wants to get some variances on the tree planting requirements because. The tree planting requirement would require him to plant approximately 150 oak trees, never mind that we're in the middle of a drought, on the property. They also want him to build at least three-quarters of what's called Road B, a stretch of not-yet-built paved road that would not even serve the property at all, but because it's on the tentative map that was drawn up back when St. James Lutheran Church wanted to use the property years ago, they won't give him a variance on the Road B requirement, and then they're getting, kind of anal over, curbs and the curb sidewalk issue. So, I mean, it's over this.
Are they also wanting to him to do any work down there at the interchange coming off the freeway?
It's more an issue that these different things. I mean, would increase the cost of the project considerably, and so obviously, Mr. Johannesson has been applying for, variances for that, and the planning commission didn't want to. I mean, it was a 4-1 vote. Said, sorry, you don't get. We're not going to recommend you get your variances. I mean,
isn't
if you're going to build it, it's going to be this exact way or not at all.
Isn't that interesting? Huh.
So you might want to get Maurice Johannesson on for an interview, possibly today, if it's possible.
Well, we might just be able to do that. I'll give him a call. I just happen to have his phone number. And we'll see if he'd like to come on the air with us. I mean, just besides the fact that he's a veteran and he's one of the... An Army veteran and one of the most respected. He's, I tell you what, he'd have been a damn fine Marine, too. He's one of the most respected veterans in California, and especially up here with everything he's done. So, Charles, hey, welcome back, my friend. We've missed you. I guess Charles is gone. Anyway, Charles has gone hither and thon again. Okay, you know what? This is another thing. At first you get really, why would they do that? Well, you don't know, though. I'm not sure why you'd have to build another road. I just noticed that people that I've talked to that are doing larger projects here in town and in the county, they're all screaming again. And, I tell you what, Jeb Allen isn't, because Jeb knows how to work the system, and I don't mean that in a bad sense. He knows how to, his people know exactly, what has to be done, what do they have to do, all the paperwork they have to do. But, I mean, this is getting – here's a project going to put a lot of people to work, do a lot for our area up here, give housing to senior veterans, and also he has to plant 150 oak trees.
That's kind of out of my realm in the city.
Yeah, well,
off topic from that, I will say that Bob is starting to come up. Not Bob the producer of this show, but Bob the Big Orange Ball. The frost is starting to melt. It's Veterans Day. You got two veterans out in the cold, freezing, waiting for other veterans to show up. And the only thing that's here with us now is the pigeons on top of the Ford sign. So let's time to get up and come down and
come
visit
on down.
Us.
Come on down, say hello. I mean, there's all, everybody's out there. Or call in and say hello and say, you know, that, you know, let's talk to our veterans out there. I've got, you know, I've got some that are going to be coming through here at various times to talk and to speak. But, you know, this is a, you know, I'm just glad that I'm here with another veteran, you know, another Iraqi guy, you know.
It's amazing what guilt will do, because we were sitting at the Marine Corps ball last night and we were talking about the radio show this morning, and he asked me if I would stop by. And Linda said, well, you know, if you just came for the whole thing, I could stay in bed. So here I am. Just for Linda.
I'm not sure she said that. Which, because she was ready. She was ready. She had all of her mucklucks out. She's got a parka and everything she was coming in. But the birds coming through, it's good to hear, is Bob's in it. That bird's coming through loud and clear. Well, they're all over around here. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by another veteran-owned business. That's right, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, and this is a good morning for Espresso Joe's, let me tell you. Cafe latte, I'm just going to have someone just pour it in my pants. And, you know, and then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California there. And the people are so extremely friendly at Tobacco and Brew. The walk-in humidor is just outstanding. They have it all. And it is a veteran-owned business. Joe and Shelley Levy own Tobacco and Brew, done a lot for our community, done a lot for us. And Joe's a veteran, and we're proud to know him too. So Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. We'll be right back.
A feeling comes a stealing, and it sets my brain a reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Tired of sitting in a waiting room for hours when you're sick? Churn Creek Healthcare has the answer. Our prompt care is staffed with expert medical professionals that are trained in fast-track medicine. We understand and value your time because no one likes to wait, especially when you are sick. Our prompt care is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. From sneezes to stitches, we have you covered. We are open to all Medi-Cal and Partnership Health Plan patients in Shasta County. At Churn Creek Healthcare, we provide you only the highest quality of care with dignity and respect you deserve. On the web at churncreekhealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you an artist, artisan, craftsman, or purveyor of fine goods?
Come be a part of Red Town Market,
Redding's new holiday tradition.
You'll have the opportunity to showcase your work and goods to thousands in our community.
There'll be live music, wine tasting, local coffee roasters, and vendors just like you, creating an amazing retail experience to kick off the holiday season. That's November 28th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
Apply online at reddingcivic.com
or call 229-0036.
Red Town Market is a juried event
Vendors are considered independent contractors and are solely responsible for federal, state, and local laws regarding permits, sales tax withholding, reporting, and all other legal requirements.
Red Town Market, your new holiday tradition.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Our 1460 on Veterans Day, November the 11th. It's 91 years ago today, the armistice sounded. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out there at Bastiani Arms. Over on Larkspur Lane, John Bastiani. I know, I just hesitated right there. 2259 Larkspur Lane, right here in Reading. You know, he started that company 6 years ago and has been a complete success. What can I say except for the fact that he was a he started his business, this gun store, with the idea of customer service. That's right, customer service, and he's been a huge success in that. He has every type of gun, pistol, weapon, long guns, shotguns, revolvers. He has that. He has the ammunition. He has all the shooting accessories, anything from rangefinders to optics. He's got it all, whether you're reloading, cleaning weapons, carrying weapons. And they have a class with Seth Stokes that does the classwork for concealed carry and for the hunter safety. So all of this right there at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane. Veterans always get discounts from John Bastiani. Okay, I'm here with Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti, and I'm watching Captain Rick Ortega drive back and forth here. I'm kind of figuring out, is he coming back? Or
He is Army, so he might be a little lost.
You know, I got something from Mark Beecham. Mark Beecham's a friend, and he's a columnist here at the on the Record Searchlight. But he sent something from a gentleman that was an old jarhead, and jarheads, of course, being an affectionate term for Marines, mainly because we would have our covers were different, and we would starch them, and they kind of looked square. And when they did, it didn't take long for the Army to see jarheads. And he writes this, Veterans Day won't mean diddly to most of the people. This year in particular, because the midweek date means no three-day weekend. And those weekends are what most people care about, not the veterans who served. Same in May on Memorial Day, but we've worked around that to a three-dayer. 4th of July is a bigger problem, I guess. November 11th was Armistice Day until it became Veterans Day in 1954. It originally marked the armistice between the Allies and Germany in World War I, with combat ended at 11 o'clock in the morning, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And by the way, today at 11 o'clock out at Igo Cemetery, there will be, of course, a ceremony. There will fly over a great ceremony there. And then at the Elks Club, also at 11 o'clock, there will be a toast to the end of the war, of the Great War. We honor all those who served on November 11th, while Memorial Day is to honor the thousands and thousands who have given their lives for our country. World War I was called the Great War and a war to end all wars. It was not to be the case. Since then, a cursory count of conflicts involving U.S. military since 1918 shows at least 17 of them, from the bodacious, hellacious World War II to the little things like Bosnia, little unless you lost a friend or family member. Our casualties in World War I were 116,560, while in World War II, the toll was 405,399. We lost 35,516 in Korea, and LBJ would see 58,209 die in Vietnam. The last couple of decades, our presidents, politicians, generals, and admirals have only been able to kill a few thousand most years, and almost no one cares about that. About 5,000 flag-draped coffins coming home from Iraq, not quite 2,400 from Afghanistan. But it does look like the tolls will rise, and that's the pity. The press pays little attention, being more concerned with blown-up stories of some white cop shooting some colored kid while ignoring it when a black anybody kills a Caucasian cop. In those wars we fought and continue to fight, it has peoples of all colors and faiths who have died with little more than a nod from the vast majority of the American people. That's, of course, because so few of us have family members and friends in uniform. Humans are terribly self-centered and selfish, despite all the noble and pious proclamations. We need to take note that we killed more of our own during the Civil War, 625,000, we lost in two world wars. Veteran Day is for those living who have worn the uniform, in theory, at least a time to take note of and give a nod to those who have served, whether it was in the Korean conflict, the Gulf War, or any of the others. It includes peacetime service and those who did most of their tour in some exotic places like Army's Fort Riley or Lackland Air Force Base or the Marine Corps Camp Lejeune. This is, you know, and there's much more here, but I think that captures a lot about Veterans Day, that we have lost so many, and so many have served. And this isn't for the ones that have we've lost our lives, you know, we need to be remembered, but it's for those veterans who have served, and whether it's in Lackland, you know, Air Force Base, whether you were in the front lines getting shot at or shooting back, whether you were, you know, if you were just, you know, driving trucks, doing electricity, doing those types of jobs that needed to be done to keep us in the field. All veterans, everybody signed that paycheck. Every one of them was willing to give their life for this country. So today is Veterans Day, and this is something that we need to applaud. You know, and there's various ways people remember them. At Denny's, it's a free breakfast. At Famous Dave's, it's a meal. At Logan Steakhouse, it's a steak tonight. But there's, you know, there's places all over town that you get discounts or free meals or people remember. It's a small thing, but it is a remembrance.
Well, I think it can be much simpler than that. Obviously, businesses have the capability to do that, but every person has the ability to just say thank you. And that will mean more to a veteran probably than anything else.
Well, I think so. And, you know, and it doesn't mean that it has to be somebody coming up and giving you a big hug. Well, look, last night was okay. We were getting hugged last night. But it just means is a thank you for your service. And veterans, and most veterans I find are a little bit embarrassed by that.
No, they're humble people. And sometimes it is not embarrassing, but it takes you off guard when people say it. But in your heart, you appreciate it.
Yeah, you do. I believe you do. Hey, you know, we're sitting here we've got a gentleman that just came by.
He's wearing shorts.
I'm telling you.
It's freezing, and he's wearing shorts.
It's a Ranger.
Apparently, he went numb in the Rangers.
He's a Ranger. He's a Ranger, and he's in here wearing shorts. We're out here. It's 39 degrees. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it is 39 degrees. It's 39 degrees, and we have Rick Ortega here. So, Rick, come on in here so we can talk to you a little bit. Yeah. Meanwhile, the chief gets up, and we're running to see which one of us gets up to, you know, start doing calisthenics here. So, chief's heading for the sun. Rick.
Good morning.
Tell us about your service.
Well, I was always a patriotic young lad. I was the only one in my high school in Long Beach, California, to enlist out of the high school, and then went to signal school and ended up getting out of the service, going to college, went to ROTC. And I went back in the service and ended up putting in 27 years between active and reserve, enlisted and commissioned. And here I am today in short pants with you.
The man's in shorts.
Hey, I wore shorts even when stationed in Alaska in the wintertime, but I just wore long socks.
Hey, Ranger, you're working now, though. You're working with you again are helping veterans.
Yes, I am off today, so we won't mention that employer. That gives me a little more latitude to speak directly to the issues of veterans and our community and exactly what you guys are talking about. Entities and businesses recognizing and hiring veterans. And, yes, Shasta Regional has reached out. They have federal contracts, and they want to maintain those. And they're working with people in the community to go ahead and make sure those contracts are viable, because there's a federal mandate where you have to have 7.5% of your federal force be veterans. I think you have to have another 7.5% be disabled veterans. So I'm trying to get a clarification on that, but I think 15%. And, oh, by the way, I saw through MOA, Military Officers Association of America, Dick Faton sent this to me. I was looking at the recent legislation. California's going to adopt that. They're going to they got a bill pending, and it's 5% of the workforce has to be veterans, disabled veterans. So everybody's getting on this bandwagon as far as hiring veterans. And you know what? They are good people. They are good employees. I'm not going to say each and every one of them are. You got to sort through the pack. But for the most part,
it's just like anybody, though. Yeah. I mean, you look at everybody when you're hiring. And the fact is that your veterans, for the most part, are better educated. They're they're used to working under stress. They're used to working. Every day. They when they come out of the service, they don't have drug problems or money problems, and they're willing to work hard, and they find ways of getting the job done.
Well, I'm not going to say all of them don't have drug problems.
I didn't say all of them.
Yeah, unfortunately, there are some that do, but for the most part, they are pretty high speed people. And if you look at some of the personnel that have been hired at Mercy Hospital and Shasta Regional, they really go after those military people because you know what? There is no place in the world you're going to get that kind of background and depth and training, and then offer it to your employer like these hospitals. Yeah. They're valuable.
Okay, now how do people get a hold of you? Because you're out there, you're beating the drum for hiring veterans with and because you work for the state government.
That entity that I'm off today on? Yes.
Yeah, that entity.
Yes. Yes. I actually
but we used to get Veterans Day off in the service.
Well, yeah, you used to.
Of course, unless you were in combat or deployed, I mean, then you never got any days off, but, you know.
Well, that's true, but I am off today. But as far as really wanting to get a hold of me, I work for the State of California EDD. I guess that's out there. Thank you, Carl. I wanted to get away from that.
Well, they need to know because you are the one to come to. If you're a veteran and you're looking for a job, you're one of the primary sources.
Yes, we are. We have a lot of sister partner agencies too. You know, this whole thing in the community with workforce development and getting people jobs. But when they're out there, a lot of federal, state, your tax dollars go to these workforce development folks. However, when it comes to veterans, I think we got it cornered. We really are fortunate. We're backed by the Department of Labor and through a grant called Jobs for Veterans State Grant, and it's administered by the State of California EDD. And I talked last night with the police chief of Anderson, and he wants a direct pipeline for future officers. Now, if I can just get Chief Paletti over here and maybe the city of Reading to join on the same thing, that would be fantastic because those door kickers over there in the Middle East, our guys, they're the future police officers of America. Yeah. They've got that experience.
The Highway Patrol tells me is that they do specific type of advertising in Camp Pendleton and 29 Palms, and they get a lot of good people out of there.
Oh yeah, CHP has been wonderful. You know what? I can't say enough about those guys. They are looking for veterans. And matter of fact, a young man by the name of Barone, Army medic, is now a CHP over in what's that area over here to our left, to the Garberville area.
Oh.
He got out of the academy,
Garberville.
And his dad is a CHP here in town. So they recruited him. I'm glad. I'm still angry that he didn't come and see me. But nevertheless, the CHP found a way to him.
Well, we got to take a break here. I'm sitting here with Rick Ortega, who's works with EDD, the Employment
Development Department.
And he's there specifically for veterans. We have a couple other veterans standing by here, but if you need anything, what's the phone number over there? I mean, I don't want – they don't have to call today. They're closed, but tomorrow.
Well, my phone number is 225-2194.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Rick pushes hard. out there to get people jobs, get
better Sometimes jobs. I push too hard and might get in trouble.
That's okay. You know, it's rather better. You know, it's better to, you know, to do it and then ask for forgiveness later. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, I'm down here at Crown Motors. Crown Motors is hosting us today. Salute to the veterans. Every car and truck they sell yesterday and today on the Marine Corps Birthday and Veterans Day, $100 goes to a local veterans organization. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you ready for an all-new experience in medical care where your doctor listens and takes the time they need to care for you? Then Churn Creek Healthcare has the answer. At Churn Creek Healthcare, we don't just care for you, we also care about you. We are open to partnership health plan members and all Medi-Cal patients in Shasta County. It's time to experience the medical care you and your family deserve. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare, transforming medical care in Shasta County. Locate us on the web at churncreekhealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436 to make an appointment today.
Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, specializing in all aspects of solar energy and energy conservation. When you're ready to reduce or eliminate your power bill with a solar system, call 226-0701. Off-grid and need a power system or have power and want a battery backup system for power independence, call 226-0701. Save money on heating and cooling with our radiant barrier foil and custom-made attic fan systems to keep the heat out. We've installed hundreds of solar power systems, and if our customers have a problem, we take care of it. That's why they tell their friends to call 226-0701. Customers tell us, my power bill was $400 a month. Now it's $400 a year. My neighbor's bill increases every month while my bill has just been a few dollars a month for years. After installing radiant foil in my attic, my AC comes on later and runs half the time. I used half the firewood last winter having radiant foil installed in my attic. Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, 843 North Market Street, Reading, or call 226-0701.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, DCP 31143.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, Chief Rob Bledy of the Reading Police Chief. I've got Rick Ortega here from the Economic Development Department over for the state. His job is to help servicemen and women get jobs. Yeah, veterans. Okay, you know, I can't help it. You know, I just can't help it. It is 39 degrees out there today, going up to 62. Weather reports always brought to you by a veteran-owned business called Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Chuck and Judy Kinney hire veterans out there, won awards for that, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, right on Hilltop Drive, 2225 Hilltop. You want a full-level jewelry store. It has a state jewelry that's just absolutely outstanding. He has it all at Four Winds Jewelry, Leonard does. And anything from 5 and 6 carat diamond rings that you can get for wifey for Christmas. And I'm looking out here for all these government employees that could probably do that. And if you don't see it, he'll get it for you. Four Winds Jewelry. Great service, integrity, honesty. You can't ask for more than that. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And they have a huge Christmas sale on the 23rd of November. Okay, I'm here with Ranger Rick Ortega. Ranger Rick?
Ranger Rick, yes. Famous
okay, hey, you
comic
know what?
Book.
You know what? The Rangers have been in the news a lot lately.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that the three women finished the course.
Three were given Ranger tabs. They were all from West Point. It was a long story short, there's now a congressional investigation ongoing.
Really?
About how they acquired the tabs and what kind of special treatment they got, and training and whatnot. So there's a lot to this story. And I say this because earlier Carl was mentioning that the Marine Corps was
slow to change. We are.
And for good reasons. The Corps also had women in their infantry course, but they didn't change the standards. And that's the whole difference. If anybody can do the course, that's fine. Go for it. But if you're going to lower the standards, cheat, and make it more preferable, exclude those others that really did work and achieve the standards, fine, go for it. If you can't, there's now an investigation. There's a congressman out of Oklahoma that's looking into it. Ranger Department doesn't want to give up the scorecards and interview anybody. There's a lot of scared careerists right now.
I think a lot of things is political correctness and political correctness in our. And it's one thing to be politically correct in your in education, which, by the way, look at the University of Missouri. The president just resigned for what? I'm still not sure why. But then when you get into political correctness, that's political correctness that just makes it silly. I mean, I think it harms education. You can take it to that level. But when you get to political correctness in the military, it kills people. It just, it doesn't work. And, the Marine Corps is not changing its standards on what it is to be a Marine infantry officer. And women can't get through it. Why? Because it's not because they're not smart, not because they're not tough, not because they're not as patriotic. It's they're not as strong and developed in the areas where you have to be in Marine infantry. And that's, upper body strength is the whole thing. Upper body strength, being able to pack really heavy packs for long distances. This is the same requirement. There are men that can't make it through the course. Guess what? They don't make it. So that's it. It's no big thing.
I will tell you this, that recently, within the last 3 weeks, three females did show up for Ranger School. They could not pass the PT test or the land nav test, and they were eliminated. Just like that.
That's the way
it should be. Yeah.
Just like guys.
Just like every other guy that couldn't make it as well.
Yeah, and that's all we're saying. And the other thing too is I've served with women. I've been in combat with women. I have had women, because it was their job to be a machine gunner on a convoy because they worked in that they work in that kind of MOS of transport motor T or something like this. It's not the same thing. And people say, well, look at them. They've done it. That's true. Won awards for military and for bravery. They are. But it's not the same thing. Anyway, okay. Thanks a lot, Rick.
All right.
You've just devastated all of the. Anyway.
I'm sure I'll get lots of hate mail. But meanwhile, I'm going over to Classic Cafe and have those girls fix me some oatmeal.
I tell you what, Classic Cafe today too, man. I tell you what, I bet they're serving. I wonder if they're serving SOS today.
Well, You just changed my mind. I think I'm getting SOS.
Okay, maybe they have it today. Okay. Hey, look, I want to have Mark Story come in here quick, and I want to hold him over. If we got the news coming. Of course, Mark Story is the CEO of Haven Humane and a good friend. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, good. It's getting warmer. People are showing up today. At 39 degrees, it's still not real warm.
Yeah, it's a little chilly. It feels good, though.
Okay, Mark Story, just besides being the CEO of Haven Humane, and I said a good friend, you're also a retired Air Force veteran.
I am.
And he did something that, we joke around about it, but he... You used to refuel aircraft, but I mean from in the air,
right?
Doing it,
yeah, we did.
It's not like carrying a hose over and just sticking it in.
Yeah, we couldn't do the windows and check the oil.
No, you couldn't do that. But you did. You you know, y'all, what'd you call it? Flying the
boom, yeah. So, yeah, it was an in-flight refueler. So we were actually responsible from the flight deck backs. We did passenger handling, cargo loading, center of gravity, weight and balance in the aircraft, and then we did all the air refueling.
And then so you had to fly that boom down until you hit the refuel spigot there.
Yeah, they have a receptacle on the receivers, and they basically watch lights that are under the plane that we control, and then we fly it, and it's a fly-by-wire system. So when it's lowered, it flies in the slipstream just like an airplane does. So It's got rudders and elevators, and it flies just like an airplane. So
is that you know what? You're making it sound easy. It's not easy.
It's not easy, but you get good at it.
Okay. Hey, we're going to have to take a break here. Hey, Bob, you there?
Yes, indeed. Time for the top of the hour.
Oh, time for the top of the hour. Okay. I'm down at Crown Motors. Come on down and join us down here. Crown Motors, salute to the veterans. And we're having a great time down here. We're getting surrounded by a variety of veterans here. So come on down. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Candidate Marco Rubio says he's pleased with last night's debate performance.
This was a good substantive debate. We talked deeply about issues and we really enjoyed that. I'm glad we had one and I hope all the other ones will be like that.
And he appeared on CBS's This Morning. Meanwhile, presidential scholar Mina Bowes says people who support Donald Trump and Ben Carson are not looking for detailed policy initiatives from them in such debates.
They're looking for them to kind of come in and address the situation and figure out from a leadership perspective, if you will, particularly for Donald Trump. But I think even for Dr. Carson, the idea is that you want a fresh face who will look at the issues and decide what needs to be done.
House Speaker Paul Ryan's now questioning the president's legal authority to close down the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center.
His position has always been crystal clear.
I think Guantanamo detainees should be in Guantanamo.
And Ryan says something else is clear. The Wisconsin Republican says the president has no legal authority to unilaterally close the prison and transfer detainees to the U.S. Ryan tells Bloomberg TV the language was part of a defense bill that was passed when Democrats ran Congress.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Church bells told officials laid wreaths across Europe on this Armistice Day to pay tribute to the millions of soldiers killed during World War I. And in Kabul, Afghanistan, the bagpipes played as soldiers from various countries attended a ceremony there in tribute to their fallen comrades. This country, where it is, of course, known as Veterans Day, President Obama will lay a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. SRN News Military Affairs Analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis.
We set it aside to celebrate the sacrifice of the living veterans, Memorial Day being the day in which we celebrate the lives of those that have given up their lives.
McGinnis says there are more than 21 million American veterans living in the country today. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The head of the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee does not expect to see a bill authorizing war against ISIS anytime soon, as Linda Kenyon reports.
Senator Bob Corker has frequently said he believes the Obama administration currently has the legal authority it needs to take the action it's already taking in Syria. The Tennessee Republican senator spoke to reporters after a closed-door briefing this week with administration officials. The briefing was on the recent decision to send up to 50 special operations forces into Syria. The debate over passing an authorization for the use of military force or an AUMF has divided members of Congress. But Senator Corker says he doesn't believe a bill will come up anytime soon. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
A strong storm system that's dropping light snow on Denver is making travel hazardous as it makes its way to the east. Colorado troopers report several crashes already on windy, icy stretches of Interstate 25 near the Wyoming border. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Chipotle says it's reopening the 43 restaurants it closed in the Pacific Northwest because of an E. coli outbreak. The chain's spokesman, Chris Arnold, says that it takes the health and welfare of its customers quite seriously.
We're profoundly apologetic to people who are affected by this. Anytime you have one customer who's made sick by something that happened in your restaurant, that's too many. And that experience for us has been really eye-opening.
Chipotle said yesterday it is now reopening the restaurants over the next several days after giving them a very deep cleaning and ordering a fresh supply of ingredients at all those locations as well. Motivated by the mysterious disappearance of a Malaysian jetliner last year, new radio frequencies will be set aside and also planes being tracked by satellite, not just from the ground. The agreement was announced today by airline officials gathered in Geneva for a conference. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, and I am down here at Crown Motors. And Crown Motors is a salute to the veterans today here on November the 11th, Veterans Day. It is 8:05 in the morning. It's 41 degrees. Bob, what's the weather supposed to be like today, tomorrow, and later on?
Well, Carl, it is starting to warm up as the sun comes up. It'll be mainly sunny today, a high of 63 degrees. Overnight low will be in the high 30s, low 40s. It's going to continue along that line, clear into the weekend. But on Saturday night, we see a change as the storm system moves in. Good chance of rain that will add a little bit to our much-needed water. That will continue through Sunday, then sunny again by Monday. Right now in downtown Reading, 42 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business which gives discount. That gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. It's their customers are warm for it. Hey, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right.
Simple answers. Yes, Bob. Sir. No, sir.
There you go. Now you're getting back into it. But, hey, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, but also a retired Air Force veteran who used to do the refueling, in-air refueling. And, what did the military do for you?
Oh, gosh. Everything. I mean, I think I can credit the Air Force for the person I am today. I mean, along with my parents. I got my education through the Air Force. I got all my experience through the Air Force. I learned how to speak in front of crowds. I learned how to train people. I learned how to supervise. I mean, I give the Air Force. Yeah,
that's true.
Complete credit.
When you do that, and it's not everybody. What made you? When did you decide to make the Air Force a career?
Yeah, that's a great question. My dad was in the Air Force for 8 years, and I remember him saying, I wish I would have retired, and I didn't really think about that. I actually lived in Fresno at the time, and I just wanted to get out of Fresno. So I joined.
A lot of people want to get out of Fresno.
Yeah, right. So I joined for 4 years, and I ended up staying in for 20. But I think that, it's like a lot of things in life. I think I probably joined the Air Force for all the wrong reasons, and I stayed for all the right reasons.
There you go.
I think that I probably knew that I wanted to stay in. I would have to say that it was probably during Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and I saw the camaraderie and the commitment and what we can do for this country, and I think that's probably when I made my decision.
You know, that's great.
Yeah. Hey, I do want to give a shout-out. I actually, sure. one of our Camp Love a Pet kids, Hope, invited me to Reading School of the Arts yesterday, who did an amazing veterans tribute to all the veterans. And so they had a bunch of veterans there, and they had a whole assembly with all the kids at Reading School of the Arts, and they sang a bunch of songs and really recognized all the veterans. And I just want to give a shout out to RSA because it was one of the best veteran salutes I've been to. It was really, really cool and very moving.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. You know, Mistletoe gave one, Grant Elementary gave, and there's a lot of places out there that, you know, that just show the respect. You know, like today, I mean, you can go to a lot of places and get discounts. I think Famous Dave's, you get a dinner, Logan Steakhouse. You get, by the way, all vets can get a steak down there tonight at Logan Steakhouse.
Yeah, and I think the chief said it best when he said, you know, we just appreciate the thanks every now and again. And it is sometimes awkward, but, you know, we really do appreciate the support. And, you know, hopefully everybody's thinking positive thoughts for those that are still serving that are over in the Middle East.
And we can't forget that you know, we've got people in danger right now.
Absolutely.
We got people out there that, in fact, too, I think I saw a couple, I know one was killed the other day, and we forget that. And, you know, it's like they don't exist. I mean, right now.
Yeah, and whether you agree with or don't agree with us being there or not being there, those men and women are putting their life on the lines for us regardless of where they're at.
I don't care, you know, what you think, frankly. I mean, not you, but what people think, oh, no, we shouldn't be there. You know what? Get a life. Pick up a rifle. You know, but here's the thing is those men and women that are there at the behest of our country, right, sent there by our elected representatives. Don't forget them.
Yeah, but, and I think there's a big difference between supporting government decisions and supporting our military.
Absolutely.
And our men and women in service.
Nobody will say that I'm supporting most of Obama's decisions, but, you know,
no,
by
clearly.
God, we, yeah, clearly, by God, though, we will support our veterans, and not only the ones that are serving now, but the ones who have served are getting a short shift from this administration and past administrations, in the, you know, to be taken care of. Mark Story, thank you for your service.
Thank you for
being here today with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. Thanks for all the support, and I appreciate it, and thanks for your service as well. And I'll hand it off to the next person.
Okay, and I'll see you next week. He's going to be my co-host next week on the
17th. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a young man here that is a I've known Adam for years now, Adam McElveen. Good morning, Adam. Getting close there.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, what you were in? What, Air Force, Army?
Air Force.
Air Force. And
yes.
you're how long were you in the Air Force?
I was in for 5 years. I did one 4-year, and I transferred directly into the California International Guard and did a year in Sacramento.
Okay. Now, Adam, you've been, how long have you been in Reading now?
I've been in Reading for just over a decade.
Okay. And you're a scholar. I mean, you go to school, and then you've got your own business too, right?
You know, I did. I used the post 9/11 GI Bill and got a degree from Simpson University. And now I'm a business owner. And
what's the business?
The business is called West Coast Innovations. It's a marketing firm.
Okay.
And I'm also working on an internet startup that I'm going to launch probably here in the next month or so.
Okay. What's that about?
You know, I'm not going to discuss it.
Oh, okay.
Yet.
Got it.
It's still kind of tight-lipped.
Okay. All right. Now, you just threw your hat in a ring here.
I did. Monday I announced my candidacy for Reading City Council. Uh-huh. And obviously very excited about that. Really love the city and believe in Reading, and I know we can do better with public safety and economic development, and I really want to carry the torch to make sure that happens.
The does the city give businesses a fair shake here?
It's more difficult for businesses here than in most places, and so for me, it's the difficulties when other businesses are looking to potentially relocate here, they're going to look at that and see if that's an advantage for them to move here or start a new business here. And we are more difficult than most places to start a new business.
How can you, I mean, I hear this a lot, and then I, you know, there's other people that seem to sail through, but what can you do to change something like this?
I think it's
got to be the city council.
Yeah, at the city level, I think there needs to be more accountability in the development services department. So when you have an entrepreneur or an existing business that's looking to relocate or start a new location, they need to know that they're going to be on a good track to start that business here in Reading.
Well, you're on the Reading Electric Commission too. There for,
yes,
for
that's right, a little 60, over, a little under 2 years. Yes,
a little under 2 years, and when you all started giving them reports, the commission went away.
That's right. After the after the last election, the the newly formed council's first priority was to disband the commission.
Well, their first priority was to move the the public comment to the rear. Would you change that back?
You know, I'm that's not a top priority, but definitely something that I would discuss if it came up.
Okay.
And it's hard to tell, but that's a good question.
Well, you know, I mean, I just looked at it as punishing the whole city for a couple of kids that acted out.
Yeah.
Just in my opinion. But there were so many things that the commission was getting ready to do, and it just.
It was a very important role. The Reading Electric Utility is a very complex organization, and it needs citizen oversight. And I would say 7 or 8 out of 10 citizens.
That's what they said. It was really quite a surprise to see the city council doing away with that.
Yeah.
Just as it was a surprise to see them doing away with the Downtown Reading Business Association,
yes,
too.
Yep.
Well, you know, hey, we're here with Adam McElvain, and Adam on Monday said that he was seeking one of the city council seats. There's going to be two opening, I believe.
You're correct. Yep. And, two seats available.
I see you. I've already seen two other people.
Yep.
Throwing their hats in the ring also.
Yes.
Yes.
There are two other ladies in the race.
Yeah, two ladies in the race.
Yeah.
You know, city council there. Brent Weaver. Brent will sit in the middle. You know,
that's right.
He'll be like the thorn among the roses.
Right.
Okay. Hey, Adam, we're going to have you back on in much more time, but. And take a full hour with you, but I'm glad that you've done this. You know, I've known you now since I've been here, and you've always been very, very interested in what's going on in our community.
Yeah, thank you.
And you've always want to play a part in it, and I think it's great to have younger people that actually own businesses.
You know what it is, Carl. Honestly, it's the I was born and raised in rural Nebraska, and went to college, and then joined the Air Force, and you know, the Air Force really bred in me that sense of duty. And, you know, if you can step up and serve where others can't, you need to do it.
Well, I think so. I mean, it's not, you're not doing it for the money.
I mean, frankly,
you know, people say to me, oh, I'm running for city council. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
First of all, I have it's much more fun to say, just give, to poke, you know, to poke at them when they're trying to do something. But the other part is that, you know, that's a lot of time. I mean, that's
a lot of time
for... I mean, you've got a business. You know, I know Brent Weaver's got a business. He's telling me he's spending 40 hours. I mean, how do you run your business?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be tough. And but you know, you need to rise to the occasion. And I think I have a lot to offer the city council, a lot of experience in the technology sector. You know, and from a different generation.
What would be the first thing you'd do if you were just, okay, king of the council for one day?
I'm actually going to discuss that. I'm holding a rally downtown to outline my platform in January.
Okay.
And I will discuss the first thing that I'd do.
Are you starting to sound like a candidate, you know, instead of that guy I know, you know, a business guy that jumps out there? Well, in a broad sense, what would you be looking for?
To me, public safety is number one.
Okay.
And I think that we need to, you know, as the economy improves in Reading, that new resources need to go specifically to police and fire.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. We'll let you off the hook there.
Thank you, Carl.
Adam, thanks so much for stopping by today, and thank you so much for your service.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
I think you'd be the only one on the council with military service, be a veteran.
Yes. I believe that's true.
Well, okay, good luck, and you know, have a great Veterans Day, all right?
You too. Thanks, Carl.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Hi, this is Don from Reading Tire Factory. Getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures? Reading Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Passenger, light truck, RV, and ATV tires. Reading Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian. Our tires come with the best in the West warranty. Reading Tire Factory offers a complimentary 20-point vehicle inspection free. Reading Tire Factory, corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Reading. Always the right tire, always the right price.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Over hill, over dale, we will hit the dusty trail.
KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and you know what? I've got a platoon of veterans out here today, you know, coming by to say hello. It's Veterans Day, November the 11th, 91 years today at 11 o'clock. Armistice was sounded on the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month to end the Great War, the war to end all wars. Of course, we know that's not true. Since then, America has been involved in 167 other shooting matches. Some larger than others, but today is Veterans Day, and we are down at Crown Motors, and Crown Motors is hosting Salute to the Veterans. This whole week has been giving 10% off all sales on all parts and services. I should say not all sales, but on all sales, they are donating of cars and trucks. They are donating $100 to local veteran organizations here. And you can't beat that. And we really appreciate this from Steve and the whole gang down here at Crown Motors. Hey, I'm sitting here with RC. RC, good morning.
Good morning.
Get in there, buddy. RC's a former Marine. I shouldn't even say former. He's a Marine.
Yes, here. Sir. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
That's it. Now, you are ready to head on out to the ICO, I think. What you're
Yes, sir.
For.
We're the post-1934 VFW is hosting the Honor Guard. We'll be out there today at 11 o'clock when it starts.
That's right, because out at IGO today at 11 o'clock, they're having a big ceremony out there, of course, for Veterans Day. I think they're having a flyover.
Yeah, we're having an F-15 flyover.
F-15 flyover, and if you can't make it all the way out to IGO at the Elks Club, they are toasting our veterans at 11 o'clock today, right at 11 o'clock. But you should try and get to, you know, get to one of them. But was going to have just a wonderful ceremony out there, as they always do.
Yeah. I was there. We've been out there ever since I started the Honor Guard.
Okay. Now, you were in the Marines Corps.
Yes. Yeah,
when were you in the Marines?
I joined when I was 17 in 1967.
1967, saw service in Vietnam?
Yes, sir. 68, 69.
And then back to the States.
Yeah, I was wounded in 69, and they shipped me home, and I got my discharge in 70.
Okay. And are you a Redding? Have you been in Redding your whole life, or is this
no,
you found it here?
I found it here. I got me a place. My folks had moved down here, and when my mom passed away, I decided to stay here because I like it. It's close to the lake.
Yeah.
Fishing has always been one of my main goals outside of being a Marine.
Well, I tell you what, we really appreciate what you do because you are out there honoring veterans out at IGO. You're there for color guards and everything else that's going on, RC, and we really do appreciate that.
Yeah, well, we got to take care of our own.
We do. So and you, so you're going to be heading out there now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to go over and help load up the weapons and stuff, and then we'll head out.
Okay. I really appreciate you coming by today.
I'm glad to be here. And
you know, thank you so much for your service.
Well, thank you.
Okay. All right, I've been here with RC, former Marine, and I've got a sailor coming in now. And but not to be and this is, you know, Bob, this is time to play. Wait a minute, let me put his earphones on. Now is time to play.
Hey, through our last night on shore drink to the foam until we meet once more. Here's wishing you a happy voyage home.
Anchors away. There you go. I'm here with Carol DC from Cypress Square Barbershop, the man who has made my head as beautiful as it possibly could be with the hair.
Oh, Carl has got a wonderful head to work on. He's a Marine.
The scars and bumps and everything. DC, I'm so glad you could join us today. Tell us about your service. You were in the Navy.
Joined the Navy in 1965. I was there for 3 years, two cruises to Vietnam, picked up a space shot on one trip that we did. So it was an exciting 3 years.
And so, okay, have you always lived in Redding?
Born here.
Born here. And then you came back.
Well, yeah, I left a couple of times, but Redding's home.
Redding's home. Now, DC owns, like I said, Shasta,
Barbershop.
Yeah, okay, I'll be okay here. The Cypress Square Barbershop, and your son's in there, and every time I go in there, it's just crowded. It's time for you to get to, like, another place. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can.
I can say it, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Right.
Say, okay, well, how do you – tell me the best thing about being a barber.
Well, it's the best thing is you meet every type of person, background. Probably the most interesting thing for me is being able to talk with World War II vets. I think that they are probably the most interesting veterans that I've talked with. Talked to POWs, survivors of Pearl Harbor.
You know, it's a humility they have, isn't it? And a matter of factness when they're talking about it. It's just, isn't it?
You know, I had a customer years ago that never talked about his military service. He told me on the 50th anniversary of D-Day that I was the first person other than his wife that he had ever told that he was in the military. And on the second wave of D-Day, he was wounded. And we were watching it on television that day in the shop, and he said, "I can't believe that I'm actually telling you this." And
wow.
I've counted it a great honor.
Well, you know what? There's something about a relationship you have with your barber. I mean, You know, I mean, it's somebody that's in there, and I mean, I've known you. I see you at least, you know, at least twice a month. You know, it's more than I see a lot of people.
Right.
And we sit there, and we, even if it's not you cutting my hair, I mean, we're all talking, and I see that in people there, and you get a lot of veterans. You get a lot of the police and fire and all those people too.
Yes, we do. A lot of police officers. Every department in Shasta County has been there at some point in time. We've got a huge police patch collection, well over 400 patches from that officers have brought in to us and given to us. So it's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is. Well, I just want to thank you for your service, and I'm so glad you were able to stop by today.
Thank you, Carl.
And, you know, let me say this, too, is that D.C. has supported our station and us from the very beginning. And it's a, you know, it's an honor to think that, you know, to be supported by other veterans.
So, thank you.
Well, you know, it's a great place to go. If you have not been down, I can't imagine anybody in town not being down there, unless you go to like salons, you know, where girls cut your hair. You know, and that's okay, I guess, for, you know,
right.
For, you know, Air Force guys. But besides that, anyway, we're right down here on Cypress Avenue, right across from the subway. In fact, you're right across the street here. I know you've got some other things you're doing today, too, but happy Veterans Day.
Thank you, Carl. You also.
And all right.
I'd like to thank all the veterans out there and appreciate them.
We do. We do appreciate them. And anyway, hey, look, it's 8:30 in the morning. We're going to be we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks a lot, D.C.
If you're on Medicare, here's an important message from Owens Pharmacy. Now is the time to make changes in your drug plan. Next year, your current provider could raise rates on your drugs or on drug formularies, and then it will be too late to change. Find out what's best for you. Call the Medicare plan experts at Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. We are the pharmacy Medicare patients prefer. Your expert for Medicare D, Owens Pharmacy. Why would you go anywhere else?
It's either nuclear, coal, oil, or gas, right? Actually, there is another affordable energy choice. Now is the time to think solar. It's safe, clean, efficient, and puts money back in your pocket. Solar systems may reduce your energy bill as much as 50 to 100%, and you're also eligible for an energy tax credit. With so many solar dealers available to install systems at your home, how do you find the right one? Advanced Power of Reading can help you make that choice, whether just getting educated about the savings and benefits of solar to helping you understand all the different bids. Advanced Power has the answers. So if you ever wondered how much it would cost to go solar, stop wondering. Call Advanced Power at 226-0701 for your free estimate. Fight back rising energy costs with a solar system from Advanced Power. 843 North Market Street, Reading. In business in the Reading area since 1978. That's 226-0701 to start reducing energy costs today.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump?
Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day here in front of Crown Motors. And, you know, I'd loved hearing part of the show this morning, but I wanted to share with everybody, Carl, as I drove through to get you a fresh hot cup of coffee, I went through Dutch Bros. And the one that's closest to Crown Motors over here off of 273. And she goes, well, how's your day? Because, you know, they really like to discuss, how's your day? What are you doing? How's your car? So I said, well, my husband's doing a live remote today. Well, what's the special occasion? I said, it's Veterans Day. Oh, hey, yes, Veterans Day. I come from a military family. Yay, military. She said, well, you know, today at Dutch Brothers, any service, any military, any coffee, any size is free.
Okay, so again, Dutch Bro, Chris and Aaron come through again. Dutch Bro is giving away coffee to all veterans today. I hope that's true. No, I know they are Dutch Bros. You know what? And it doesn't surprise me. Because,
well, this is what she did. I just have to share this with you. And I said, well, gosh, wish I would have known that because this is for my husband. He's a veteran. And she said, well, you know what? She opened her drawer and she gave me the money back.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a wow. And, you know, I left her a dollar tip because it was just really nice of her to do that. But anyway, I always try to do, you know, tip when you drive-through anyway. Tips are really important. But anyway, so thank you everybody who's been out here. Last night, the Marine Corps Ball was really special with General Steele. I know you've talked about it a lot this morning. You know, we are standing to attention and addressing all of our veterans, women and men across the country, throughout the world, who serve the United States. It's really important with what's happening right now, with everything with our economy and with everything that's happening politically. We talk about our borders. We talk about just what it is, the spiritual aspect of what it is to be a country and to be proud of being a citizen in the U.S. U.S. of A.
It is, and you know, and our veterans are the ones that help that give us those, give us that room to be able to be who we are, to be able to guard our borders, to be able to defend our way of life, and you know, if you, no matter what that way of life is, they're there to defend it and to keep us safe, and we should be thinking about it. So, thanks a lot, hon.
All right, listen, I'm
we got Debbie Sprague coming
Debbie
in.
Debbie
Sprague
is right here, and we're so excited. Recently saw her on a post in Washington receiving some kind of
another award.
Yeah, and
that she richly deserves.
Our homegrown Debbie Sprague. It's been great to see from just a few years ago when she wrote
"A Stranger in My Bed."
Yeah, "Stranger in My Bed." Okay, well, I'm gonna turn the microphone over to Debbie.
All right. Thanks a lot, hon. Love you. Okay. Like we said, Debbie Sprague's coming in. And Debbie wrote a book several years ago called Stranger in My Bed about post-traumatic stress disorder and the impact it's had on her family. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you? I'm just getting messages coming in, too. But how are you? How have you been?
It's been an amazing journey, Carl. Since I first gave you that binder.
Oh, yeah. You gave me a three-ring binder. Gosh, how many years ago was that now?
Two.
It was just two?
Just two, yes.
Just talking to you, hon. You got a soft voice.
2 years. Two amazing years.
Two amazing years. Okay. You wrote this book because?
Because my husband, Randy, who is a Vietnam veteran, he came home from Vietnam fine. I met him in 2000 and everything was wonderful.
Well after the war, after his return home.
Right, like 30 years after his return home. after a few years of marriage, he started changing. He started getting really angry. He started having nightmares, actually screaming in Vietnamese. Everything about him changed. He got in a very dark, gloomy mood. He was depressed all the time. He was on hyper alert. He was roaming the house all night, checking doors and windows.
Wow.
Just, I had no idea what was going on with him.
And so, and you went through and kind of like, let me truncate this a little bit, but you went through all types of counseling, and all these counselors, the majority of them said, you better leave, telling you to leave.
Exactly. I actually had two different counselors tell me, you know, he's got PTSD and you have PTSD as well. You just need to walk away. You've got a life ahead of you, so just walk away from them, walk away from him. And I thought about it, and I thought, you know what? He was 19 years old when he went to Vietnam and served our country. And I knew inside there someplace was that man that I had fallen in love with. And I decided to, you know, figure out on my own how to help him and how to help me, because we were on the verge of having our family destroyed.
Mm-hmm. So what you learned and how you put it together is resulted in your book, Stranger in My Bed. What a wonderful book it is. And since then, it has led to other things. What other things have happened?
Well, one of the very amazing things that happened was I was invited to be a fellow for the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, caring for military caregivers. Elizabeth Dole found there was a great need for our military once they come home. She was in Walter Reed Hospital with her husband, Bob, mm-hmm. looking at all these young families and think, okay, great, they're getting cared for here, but what happens when all these caregivers go home and they have the rest of their life to care for their veteran? Who's helping them? So she started her foundation. She commissioned the RAND Corporation to do a study to find out how many caregivers were actually out there. 5.5 million caregivers in our country caring for our veterans.
Wow. Wow. That's great. And you, since then, you've been in so many other things that has, you know, that has arisen since you wrote that bed. I wrote Stranger in My Bed.
The most recent, just a few weeks ago, I was invited to Americus, Georgia, to the Rosalind Carter Institute on Caregiving. They've made my book. They have started up a program for military caregivers. So all over the country, they have coaches that help military caregivers get through the process of all the paperwork, all the services, find out, you know, what resources are out there to help them, and just help them with the mental and emotional stress of caregiving. And especially so many of our veterans are coming home with traumatic brain injuries and PTSD, and it just puts a whole other level on top of the caring.
Of what's happening.
Right.
Now, I see you've brought the book, but you've got some other things there with you. What exactly is that?
Those are some flyers on the support group that I run. I have a free monthly support group. It's open to any. This one is just for women, but any women that care for someone with PTSD. We come and we get together and we talk about things. We offer suggestions to each other. I always have about 20, 30 minutes on educating on specific aspects of living with PTSD.
Well, you know what? It's like you said, though, if your husband has or your spouse has PTSD, you have PTSD from what's going on with that. And I can just say, as I know Randy, and I just like Randy so much. And we played golf before. We don't see each other a lot, but it kind of feels like, you know, I do. But you've taken a tough time, and you've made it into something that is so great, that it is so, you know, it is so much of a help to other spouses of veterans who have post traumatic stress or are having problems like that. And you could have quit, but you didn't.
I didn't. And one thing that's kept me going is I thought our life was really horrible and that, you know, nobody that nobody else out there knew what I was going through.
Uh-huh.
And once I started getting involved with other military caregivers, I realized that what I went through was nothing compared to all the families that I have met and the struggles that they're having. And seeing the strength that these women and men and parents and brothers and sisters and neighbors have to take care of our returning veterans and our Vietnam veterans and our World War II and Korean veterans. It's just been an amazing, amazing journey.
And we can't forget that we're losing 20 to 22 veterans a day through suicide. And from lack of treatment or from people not understanding, maybe not being able to get into the VA, but, you know, not because sometimes caregivers don't understand. And I know that's one of the things you do is you reach out for them.
Exactly, and that there's hidden numbers behind that, because for every veteran that commits suicide, they have a family, they may have children, all who the number of suicides within the caregivers and children of those veterans, those are hidden numbers that aren't coming out that we really
That's a scary. Now Debbie's going to come back. We're going to get on here for a whole hour, and I just wanted her here today because she does so much. She may not be a veteran, but she is a veteran, you know, just like all spouses are, that they're as much of a veteran as those of us who left and, you know, picked up a rifle, because they're back home taking care of everything and then fixing us and healing us when we get back. So thank you so much, Deb, for being here.
Thank you, Carl. It's always a pleasure, and happy Veterans Day.
Thank you very much. Give Randy a big hug for
me. I will do that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's 45 degrees out there. You know, and we're down here at Crown Motors. Salute to the veterans here. Crown Motors is all, you know, giving us this place. We've got veterans all over the place down here. They are, you know, it's a 10% discount on parts and services here this week. And for every car and truck sold, it's $100 that they're going to give to a local veterans organization. So I can't beat that. We'll be right back after these messages.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's the Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss the Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from the Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of the Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with the Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the Temptations.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and a host of veterans here, including Redding Police Chief Rob Pletty. Good morning, Rob. Welcome back.
Good morning.
You've been out there standing in the sun.
Yes, enjoying the big orange ball.
That's right. The Pletty family didn't raise any dummies. You're standing out there. You know, but Ranger Rick's still out there in the shorts. I'm dying over here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out at View 202. Linda, of course, will be singing there this Sunday from 11 to 1 with brunch. But View 202 is also putting on a Toys for Tots extravaganza on December the 11th. Is that December the 11th?
Yes.
Okay, and December the 11th there is dinner, and then they're going to have toy boxers out there, Marines in uniforms. So there's a good chance to come by, have a great dinner. Linda's going to be singing that night, and then bring toys and fill those boxes up. New wrapped toys. For these kids that need, you know, that aren't going to have a good Christmas. And that's, you know, Toys or Tots are about. Just like right down here at Crown Motors, where we're at, where they're donating money to our veterans here for every car and truck sold. $100 for every car and truck sold is going to be here. And Steve, who is the general manager here, does this. And does a wonderful job, supports veterans. Crown Motors supports veterans.
And someone who's just come by today while we're sitting here, and Bonnie's out in the car, so I wanted to make sure that we get Jim Sharp on. Thank you for your service, sir.
Good morning. Thank you. That was fun.
You know what? We just love you guys. You were in the Air Force, right?
Yes. Five years.
5 years. And when were you in?
62 to 67.
Oh, okay. During the exciting years, you might say.
Right.
In the
60s. 13 months in Korea, but there wasn't any shooting then, except on the DMZ every once in a while.
Well, now, you know, Jim and Bonnie play such a big part in our community here. You guys are involved in everything. You're an asphalt cowboy.
Yep.
And Bonnie is, she's like the number one cheerleader for Reading out there.
In the
she's there at the visitor center, and nobody loves Reading more than you guys do.
Yep.
And what do you think? What do you think about Veterans Day?
What I think about Reading?
Veterans Day.
Oh, Veterans Day. It's wonderful. I really appreciate it and enjoyed my time in the service.
Well, we appreciate you that. You know, we appreciate our veterans, the men and women who have served. And if you go over to Dutch Bros, you get a free coffee today.
Great.
So head on over there. And then there's lots of different places here in town that are giving discounts to or free meals to veterans.
Honoring our veterans. Well, thank you, Jim Sharp. Thanks for coming by and saying hi. I know that it's
and hi out to Bonnie.
This microphone goes back to our chief.
You know, Rob, I appreciate you being here today. I mean, it's 45 degrees now. It wasn't that. It's absolutely balmy now here at Crown Motors. it was a little chilly this morning.
Yeah, it was. I was happy to see so many veterans come out and talk on the radio today, mainly because they took my chair and I could go stand in the sun where it's warmer. But this is it's nice to see them show up and be recognized for the service they gave to our country.
It is. And the and this is what Veterans Day is about. It's not a day off. Even though that, you know, some places have it, it's like they've moved things around on Memorial Day so everybody gets a 3-day weekend. This is where we honor our veterans and those who have served and those are serving now and those that, you know, frankly that will serve, because it's been and we've talked about it at the 11th hour, the 11th day. Of the 11th month, the armistice was signed. So today, again, I want to remind everybody to go up to Igo Cemetery. They're having a great memorial up there, a great ceremony. And then if you can't make that, then go over to the Elks Club, where they're having another ceremony there where they're toasting. And it's a toast to the veterans. And if you have a chance, tell your kids or take the time, like the opportunity, to talk about veterans and talk about what they've done for our country.
Well, you know, and I think that this country learned a lot too during the 60s and 70s with the Vietnam veterans and their return. I don't think that we as a nation showed them much appreciation for the service that they gave at that time. And I think that this country, with the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, really corrected itself and learned the fact that you can disagree with the policy but still support the veteran and the soldier that's there to sacrifice. And I congratulate ourselves for that.
Well, you know what? It grew. America grew from that. And I think America as a whole felt bad years later for what had happened. And now they're honoring the Vietnam veterans. And it's time. You know, we came back from Desert Storm. They had a big, big parade for us down in San Diego. And as I was standing there in front of the command and getting ready to start the march, and it was led by Vietnam veterans. It's the only parade they had ever had. And so all these Vietnam veterans were walking down, you know, strolling down the main street there in San Diego, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people lining the streets and paying their respects to our Vietnam vets. Debbie Sprague, who wrote the book, you know, so many of our Vietnam vets came back with post-traumatic stress but never knew that's what it was. I had a friend, Bruce Compton, another Marine. He says, you know, I just thought I was just angry for 20 years, not realizing that there was more to it than that.
Well, you know, when I came home, I did two tours in Baghdad, Iraq, and both times that, you know, you come home, you come home on leave and you come through, you know, the Dallas airport, and you get off the plane, and as the plane's landing, you know, they got the Dallas airport fire trucks out there putting a big arch of water for the plane to go under to welcome you home. And, you know, people would stop in the airport and stand and applaud the soldiers as they got off the Freedom Bird.
Yeah, I remember
and,
that.
You know, when we came home on the second tour, we stopped in for fuel in, I think it was New Hampshire or Delaware. We got in there about 2:30 in the morning, and there were probably 400 citizens out there with cell phones for you to use to call home. Just a welcome home that we got that they deserved.
You know, I think we flew through Maine, and we got off in this kind of
Bangor, Maine,
and there's all these people lined up to shake your hand as you were coming off the plane. This was like in the morning. I mean, it wasn't like –
it was like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, because when you get there, and so they're there, they're shaking your hand, and they're just anything they can do for you, you know. So it's cool. I mean, it's there are people that care, and you can't forget that. And it's the people that are like that and are just everyday Americans is why veterans are out there. You know, we want to keep it this way.
Even my wife last night at the Marine Corps birthday, she got choked up because we had bagpipes at our homecoming.
Okay.
So she was crying last night because it reminded her of when I came home after being gone for 18 months. So
I know what you mean, man. It's I was gone so much in my life. And, you know, this was the life that I chose. I chose to be a Marine for over 30 years. I was gone years of my life. I've missed things that I look back on, and you kind of, you know, in some ways you wish that you could have been there, you know, for everything, but it wasn't my life. My life was the Marine Corps. My life was my brothers and that I served with, and it was tough. It was tough on families, and I applaud families that can stay together like that.
I think the families that that get left behind are the unsung heroes of any conflict.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You know, they're veterans, too. And, you know, I went off to a different existence, you know, and I sunk myself into the work that was there. And my wife was left at home with the same family and the same life, but a hole in it that was there for 18 months. And and so I consider her to be as much a veteran as I am.
You know, that's what we said. And Debbie says it's part of the thing. If you've got a your loved one who's got PTSD, then the spouse has got PTSD. So we're going to have Debbie back on again and, you know, for a full hour. And I just want to thank you, buddy.
Oh,
for one,
thank you
for our friendship, but also for your service to our country.
I'm and still serving.
Yeah,
and
I know.
If they need me, I'll go again.
And if they need me, I'll send you over again. So. You know what? There'll be women and children. They'll take before me, I think, at this point. Anyway, so thank you so much, and be careful out there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we need to have you back on and talk, you know, some of the other things that are coming back up, because today was Veterans.
So anytime.
You know that. Tomorrow, Trish Clark is going to be on Thursday, and it's always interesting because we want to talk about the Republican debate. We want to talk about all these things that are happening in the in the presidential running up to the presidential election here. I mean, Ben Carson, who is they are just all over this man. But one of his competitors said, "Hey, you're going to be get used to it. It's not going to get any better." So you might want to think about it. Maybe that's some reason why some of our best and brightest have never run. Is for that. Anyway, veterans, thank you so much for everything you've done. Crown Motors, thank you. Thank you again for hosting us today. Your salute to the veterans and for the money that you donate to all of our great veteran causes. To all the veterans that stopped by today, you know, thank you so much. And thanks, our veterans. And for all Marines, Semper Fidelis. Remember out there, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And you know what? The good guys? The good guys are veterans. Give them a hug today. We'll be back tomorrow. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people.